I am just so thrilled to now see this project complete. I was here with the Mayor, and it was Minister Hinchliffe, who was local government minister at the time, when we turned the sod, and I just can't believe how beautiful this facility is and how special it is for our city to have a cultural precinct like this. And I think it's well overdue. We are one of the most diverse cities in the world. There are more people from different ethnic backgrounds living here in Logan than in New York City. So of course we want to showcase that. And of course our strong First Nations community and their cultural performances will be so enriching for our community. And we absolutely deserve to have a world-class cultural precinct like this. And look, I know that the precinct has been open for a little while. I know that there's already been a concert, Melting Sunsets, with the Whitlams and Alex Lloyd and Pete Murray. Surprisingly, all artists that I know. So clearly I was very much the target audience of that wonderful concert. But imagine the other wonderful concerts and cultural performances we'll be able to have here in our city. And I think we should all be incredibly proud that we have such a wonderful cultural Performing Arts Centre here in Logan. And I'm also really proud that the Queensland Government helped kickstart this project with the $6.5 million for the Works for COVID. And that was all about making sure that during COVID, there were projects just like this to keep people employed. Over 150 local people were employed on this project. You know, since COVID began, Queensland has created as many jobs through projects like this than New South Wales and Victoria combined. So not only is this a beautiful, wonderful legacy for our city, we've also really helped people keep working during some of the toughest times that we've seen.